Hello, this is Dr. Jeffrey Lieberman of Columbia University speaking to you today for Medscape. The title of my comments could be termed Physicians and Scientists Awake. And despite the fact that Medscape is really a website to disseminate information about scientific developments, medicine, and healthcare, and that's something that I've spent my career working in, research, mental health care, training young doctors. Increasingly, I've seen the need to comment on the social and political environment. And the reason being that no matter what areas we may work in or have followed in our career paths, whether it's pursuing research in an academic institution, being a teacher, a clinician, pursuing private practice, going into the private sector in some life sciences industry, or engaging in some entrepreneurial form of healthcare or medicine, we're all sort of united by a common background, and what we do in our success in being able to do it, meaning advance our level of knowledge, improve the quality of care, and provide benefits to humanity. All of this is really framed and either enhanced or constrained by the legislation and policies that are established by our governments. And increasingly, this has become more obstructive and even counterproductive, hence the need to call attention to this and determine how we can work to alleviate these constraints. Now, people who are trained in the life sciences and in medicine, no matter what course they pursue in terms of their career, have a common background in terms of their educational and training preparation. And there's something, I believe, about this which leads us to be evidence-based, creatures of reason, and also problem and action-oriented. That is, in having to deal with human disease, suffering, problems of people may experience, we have to make an assessment. We have to come to a diagnostic impression, we have to develop a therapeutic plan, and we have to carry it out. And your ability to do so really determines your success and competence in these roles. So, you know, you're measured by this, and it leads to a way of thinking and a way of comporting oneself in their professional endeavors. I think this is very dissimilar to what goes on in the government. And our dysfunctionality in being able to solve problems, whether it's healthcare financing or how much we want to spend in biomedical research, or what policies should be to the use of stem cells or gene editing, or how restrictive FDA regulations and requirements should be, or how expeditious they should be. This frames it, but this has really devolved into an issue of unenlightened thinking and vision, or political partisanship, or subordinated to some self-interest of the political factions that comprise government. In any event, we're in a mess. Funding for biomedical research has gone down. Healthcare financing is so confused, inefficient, and chaotic that it's confounded medical practice and healthcare. And even though the Affordable Care Act seemed to be at least a foot in the door of trying to establish some governing national policy, this is now being either repealed or replaced by something which doesn't appear to be terribly much clearer, more effective. So there's something wrong with this. Now, maybe it's the background and discipline of government and people that go into government. You know, we all come from life science backgrounds where you're looking at biology and chemistry, and applying this in the context of medical care, and political science or economics or sociology. I mean, I think it's mainly political science, the disciplines which inform, you know, government, and most of the people in government are not trained in science or medicine. They come from a different background, and the thinking that they're oriented to and may be brought to the, you know, governing process is different. Now, when you then sort of add to that the whole issue of politics and political parties and partisanship, then, you know, that adds another level of sort of diverting the process from what might be an evidence-based and reasoned process. In any event, whatever it is, it's not working. Now, Winston Churchill is famously quoted as having said, democracy is the worst form of government except for every alternative. So, you know, the question is, what is the best form of government? I'm not going to get into that because I'm not a political scientist and I don't claim to have any enlightened or informed opinion of that. But I think the type of approach that physicians and scientists have is one that can improve the government process and results in better legislation and policies. So I think we need to find a way to bring this in a way that's reasoned, evidence-based, action-oriented, and problem-solving to the government. Because goodness knows we have a huge number of problems which are impairing quality of life and imperiling the success of the country that aren't getting improved. Now, don't mistake this for the vision thing. I'm not talking about, you know, who has the enlightened vision for what policy government should pursue and what a country should be and how healthcare and medicine should be done. I'm talking about dealing with the immediate issues that are really troubling us. So having the grand vision of something is great, but when the house is falling down, you're just concerned about how do you maintain the structure of the house and have it provide shelter or whatever the purpose of housing is supposed to do for people. And that's unfortunately where we are now, I believe. Whatever we're doing in terms of who's getting into the positions of influence and authority in government and how the governmental process is being orchestrated is just not working. Now, not advocating any kind of radical politics or revolution or anything of the sort. What I'm thinking is the fact that there needs to be an infusion of the kind of thinking that governs what we do, physicians, scientists, or people even who are in business, but in the areas of life science, therapeutics, discovery and development, and healthcare, that this needs to be more represented in the government. And basically it means that physicians and scientists have to become more engaged, not by funding the different professional associations and having armies of lobbyists on K Street that march down to the Capitol to represent interests, but to be directly engaged. How can we do this? Well, I don't claim to know exactly, but first and foremost, we all have professional associations. Professional associations have offices in Washington with offices with personnel and government relations, communications, media, government. So these need to be used as platforms to express opinions and exert influence. In addition, some of us as individuals might feel the call to public service. And there are some physicians or some scientists who are in government, but it's precious few. And some may be willing to pursue political office or political appointments, government appointments. Now, a big deterrent there is you have to run the gauntlet of what it takes to be in office these days, which means you have to raise a lot of money for campaigns. You have to get into the rough and tumble of political campaigns and all the negative advertising and name-calling that goes on in that regard. And then you have to deal with diverse constituencies with you know, all of whom you could never completely please. But nevertheless, a lot of people are attracted to public service, and it needs to be more of us. Finally, the one thing we can exert leverage in this process in also is through our patients. So we treat patients. Some of them may be rich and powerful. Even if they're not, they're constituents. They have a vote. They can send communications to their representatives. And usually you don't mix medicine with politics, and you're not going to have signs in your office or the clinic. Maybe we can. Maybe there is a way to educate the patient population about how we're suffering, and they too, at the very least, in terms of the constraints through insurance companies and not knowing who's in network, out of network, what benefits you have, whether they're adequate in terms of coverage and so forth, as well as having to wait often to see a doctor or get into a an appointment or be admitted to a hospital because of overcrowding or lack of an adequate workforce. There's many reasons why patients, apart from what you may tell them about how it's affecting your lives, have to be motivated to express their opinion to the political powers that be. But by whatever combination of these things, I think it's really time for scientists, physicians, healthcare providers to unite, stand up, try and become more of a political force. I'll close by saying that 2 weeks ago there was a march about science. I participated in it locally, but it was all over the country. Science is a broad area, so much of the debate that is associated with it was about climate change and whether it's justified scientifically or not, and not solely about biomedical research and medicine and healthcare. But the idea was that bringing people that are trained in a certain educational way of thinking, and whether the hard physical sciences or the life sciences, brings a different orientation to problems of governance, policy, and legislation than may currently be prevalent in our government. And so I think it's time for us to be able to introduce those in a more pervasive and influential way. So thank you for listening. This is Dr. Jeffrey Lieberman, Columbia University, speaking to you today from Medscape.